It's Wednesday, November 6, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Republicans come out strong in local elections and most local referenda pass. Former President Donald Trump wins Wisconsin. The Baldwin-Hovde Senate race was too close to call Wednesday morning, and the DNR predicts a good year for big bucks for the upcoming gun deer season. Good afternoon, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. A look at local election results. Republicans came out strong in local and regional races in Northwest Wisconsin. In the 28th Assembly District, Republican Rob Krybek defeated Democrat Daniel Johnson. In the 67th Assembly District, Republican incumbent David Armstrong defeated Democrat Jeff Foster. In the 68th Assembly District, Republican incumbent Rob Summerfield defeated Democrat challenger Richard Polcher. In the 74th Assembly District, Republican incumbent Chance Green defeated Jeanne Bruce, the Democrat. In the 75th Assembly District, Duke Tucker, the Republican, defeated Jane Kleiss, a Democrat. And in the 10th State Senate District, Rob Staffschult, the Republican incumbent, defeated Paul Hamilton, the Democratic challenger. In the 7th Congressional District, Republican incumbent Tom Tiffany defeated Democratic challenger Kyle Kilborn. And the 3rd Congressional District was still too close to call Wednesday morning, with Republican Derek Van Orden having a slight narrow lead over Democratic challenger Rebecca Cook. In local referenda, the Cameron School District referendum passed, as did the Frederick and Siren School District referenda. The Shell Lake School District referendum failed by 51% no to 49% yes. The Turtle Lake Township Town Treasurer referendum passed. The Associated Press declared that Republican Donald Trump won Wisconsin, and with it, a return to the White House. Once it determined that the remaining uncounted votes, mostly from the greater Milwaukee area, would not be enough to allow Vice President Kamala Harris to overtake Trump for the lead. With almost all of the vote counted, the Associated Press declared Trump the winner of Wisconsin's 10 electoral votes at 4:34 a.m. Central Time, enough to push the former president past the 270-vote threshold needed to retake the presidency. It was too early to declare a winner Wednesday in Wisconsin's hotly contested U.S. Senate race that pit two-term Democratic incumbent Tammy Baldwin against Republican Eric Hovde. The millionaire businessman is backed by former President Donald Trump and poured millions of his own money into the contest. Baldwin ended her planned victory party in downtown Madison without taking the stage. Republicans remained gathered nearby at Hovde's party, anticipating a race call. Republicans seized control of the U.S. Senate late Tuesday after flipping Democratic-held seats in Ohio and West Virginia. Republicans have maintained control of the Wisconsin legislature, overcoming Democratic Governor Tony Evers' new district boundaries. The GOP secured Tuesday's win after holding the majority in both the Senate and Assembly since 2011, thanks largely to gerrymandered district lines. The political landscape shifted in 2023 after liberal justices took control of the state Supreme Court and cleared the way for Evers to draw new maps. Democrats had hoped the new boundaries would give them a chance at regaining the majority in the Assembly and making substantial gains in the Senate. Voters approve a constitutional amendment that bars non-citizens from voting in Wisconsin. Bob Haig takes a look.
The amendment approved overwhelmingly, garnering support of just over 70% of Wisconsin voters on Tuesday after being approved by two consecutive sessions of the legislature. Its Republican authors maintained it was necessary to prevent non-citizens from voting in local elections, something that has been allowed in the District of Columbia and a handful of municipalities in other states. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wisconsin's 9-day gun deer season is right around the corner, and there's a few things to know if you're heading out this year. Department of Natural Resources Deer Program Specialist Jeff Pritzel says a mild winter last year bodes well for deer activity this year.
More deer on the landscape to a certain degree, and also as it relates to bucks, their antler development will be a little bit better this year because they came out of the winter in such good physical shape. That means they can devote a little bit more energy to antler development. So we should see above average antler development.
More information on the gun deer season can be found on the DNR's website. And that's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Wednesday.